Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The second baseman, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Medwick. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Tommy Nelson. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Bill Ramsey. Batting 8th. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ed Wright. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Ed Wright. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Chipman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Chipman. And now, play ball. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler strikes out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Wiedelman reaches second base with a double. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wiedelman scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Holmes moves to third. Hi Vandenberg now pitching. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Holmes scores. Medwick moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Medwick trying to get to home. Lowry throws the ball into Livingston who tags Medwick, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Gillenwater moves to second. Two outs. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Medwick fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler is hit by the pitch. Massey moves to second. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wiedelman hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Livingston moves to second. Johnny Moore pinch hits for High Vandenberg. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Paul Erickson now pitching. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Ramsey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Medwick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack juggles the ball. That's an error on Hack. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Culler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Medwick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ramsey. Erickson reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes bunts towards the mound. Wright fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Erickson moves to third. Hack moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Ramsey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to home to get Erickson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pavko strikes out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Livingston hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Culler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vince Schoop now playing first base. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Erickson hits a line drive into left field. Ramsey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Ramsey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vince Schoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoop hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hughes catches it and throws to first to double up Holmes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive towards third. Nelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 3 in the game. Pavko hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramsey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Ramsey reaches second base with a double. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Reggie Otero pinch hits for Mickey Livingston. Reggie Otero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otero strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Gillespie pinch hits for Paul Erickson. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morello moves to third. Bill Schuster pinch runs for Paul Gillespie. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.